Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. We have such a special show for you today. It's the beginning of the new year, and when we talk about partnership and we talk about relationship, what if there was a way to learn that in a way that you're aligned, that you're conscious, that you're in touch with nature, yourself, the infinite, the beyond? And as we talk about happily ever after, how do you live happily ever after? How do you lead in a relationship? How do you follow in a relationship? How do you do this beautiful dance that we call love? And today's guest is an expert in that field. Today we are talking with Michelle Skirl. And Michelle explains, explores, and experiences love and partnership in such a profound, loving, and incredibly amazing way that I'm just thrilled for today's show and thrilled to share her background, her glory, her experience, her wisdom, her keys, secrets, tools, and techniques that we are all longing to hear about how to make partnership and love work. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Nicole. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you here. And so one of my favorite questions to ask my guests is the did you know question. When you were 6 and 7 and 8, and other little girls wanted to be Miss America or a veterinarian or whatever, you know, a nurse, a president, an astronaut, were you helping people? Were you in touch with people and relationships and animals? And was there a knowingness in you as a child that you would go down this path?
Well, I was definitely in touch with the horses by then and had an extreme connection with them from the very beginning. My pull to start helping people and core leading the things that I learned with horses came later in life. I had a lot of friends throughout school that kept asking me questions, and I loved giving them advice that would help them out. And lo and behold, most of the time it really made a difference for them. And I think what I got most was how I associated with the horses and what the horses taught me allowed me to have deeper and more meaningful relationships with people because of the way that they ask you to be present.
It's so amazing. I know when I was a child, my father was an executive with a large corporation, and they used to go to Greenbrier, West Virginia, and that's where they had all the president's meetings, and they would say that you can't bring your children, and my father would say that my children are part of me. If you want me, you want my children. And for little kids, there wasn't a lot to do in Greenbrier, West Virginia at this huge golf resort, but they did have riding. And so I just climbed on a horse, and I started bareback riding when I was just a child. And I cannot imagine my life without horses in it. I mean, and when I'm having good days, it's the first thing I want to do. And when I'm having trouble, it's the first thing I want to do because I know I'm going to realign myself. And so I'd love you to talk about, because I know that you've now taken this relationship that you have with horses, and you're able to share with people how to relate in relationships. That to me is just crazy and amazing. So how does that work?
Well, there's things that we have found throughout time that people, when they're not, when they're having difficulty in associating with one another, things get out of line. And when you're in front of a horse reflects back to you 100% of who you are presenting. Now, we do have that happen from human to human, one human to another, but because we're not too keen to listen closely when we're associating between person to person, when there's a large animal in front of you, 1,000 pounds or better, you have a tendency to listen really closely to the feedback that you're getting. You know, when you're clear and you're concise and you're aligned with what you're requesting, a horse will do anything for you. But when you're misaligned because they're so based in their own safety, they give you the feedback that you're not in alignment, that you're not sure of yourself. And having that reflection truly allows us the ability to get in touch with ourselves and how we're honestly coming across to our world. It's a beautiful way of experiencing who are you when you are with others.
That's fabulous. That's so amazing. And so do people come to you when they're having trouble in relationships or when they're looking for a partner or when they have the same patterns that aren't working? At what point does somebody find you in your work?
Well, they find me in a lot of those different levels. A lot of the people that I work with have their own horses, so they run into those very same problems you're talking about with their own horse. And so they come to me and we start to work with them and their horse. And what they find is what's happening between them and their horse is also happening in the rest of their life. So that's normally where most people come to me from. And then I've started in the last 6 years, started exploring more of the equine learning modality. And so people have come to me through referrals from other people when they're finding partnership challenges, or they're finding consistent repetitive patterns that they would like to break. Those are the two ways that I'm getting most of the people that come to inquire about work.
That's so beautiful. And I know that you work with Alison Armstrong. And of all of the programs that I have done, and I mean hundreds through the years as a transformational leader, I've had the opportunity to experience. And Alison's in my very favorite work. The PACS programs are just beautiful. And I think that every woman, whether it's a young woman stepping and blossoming into her teenage years and just starting to grow as a woman, or somebody looking to explore relationships, or someone that's been married, you know, years and years, that there is profound awakening that happens in this work. And I know that you were a facilitator of the Queen program, and you've now brought that to this. And so I would love you to share for women that aren't familiar with the PACS programs about the Queen work and how that can help them and their partnerships, their relationships, their children, their mothers, their sisters, their aunts, their whatever, and then how that also relates to the horses and what you're doing now as far as the work.
Well, I would be happy to. So the thing that PACS does so beautifully is they create an understanding. Alison's work is phenomenal in teaching people what it is that's innate to their nature and natural to their way of thinking, being, and reacting. And the way the programs are put together from the Queen's Code all the way through to the workshop that I help co-lead with Alison, which is Core Partnership. What happens is you get what is illuminated is what's natural to you, and then what could be a choice for partnership, what creates and blossoms and fosters partnerships in life and better understandings of each other. Because there's nothing about our natural wiring that truly pulls for great and amazing partnerships. It's something that we need to learn. We need to learn what there is different between us and the people around us, and more importantly, what's different between how we as women think, see, and react, and how men think, see, and react. And the ability to understand both sides of that allows us to have better relationships. When you get into the core partnership part of it, we're really very, very clear and very deliberate about those differences, because obviously there's huge differences between how a person thinks, feels, and reacts to life, and how a horse thinks, feels, and reacts to life. And having the ability and the time to figure out how to have conversations with a very large reflection and a very animal allows you to see how important understanding is and how important clarity in your imagination and your trust have to do with how you partner, not only with the people around you, but with yourself.
Boy, that's such a beautiful explanation. I mean, that's really lovely. Imagine if we could all do that. That would just, what a different world it would be.
Yes.
That's just remarkable. I mean, truly. And then how do people find your work? How do, if somebody is interested, and what if they've never had an experience with a horse? What if they don't own a horse? Can they still take this program and be part of this program and learn from it?
Well, the core partnership, you have to go through the PACS curriculum to get to. Now, if you wanted to inquire about being a better partner in exploring the equine learning type of information that I speak of, I am at www.freedomequinellc.com. And you can always inquire through email if you would like to do some one-on-one coaching. And also, it just so happens that Tiffany Cano and I are doing a very special workshop in February, on February 21st and 22nd at the Westin LAX. And we're doing an introductory call on January 6th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And you can check that information out at TiffanyCano.com. What we're exploring in that particular workshop is your ability to hold your own space and emotional intelligence, and it helps to explore how important it is for you to be whole, to be conscious, to be able to receive or even to see the world from a different perspective. You need to understand yourself first so that you can partner better with others. Spend two whole days exploring that possibility through this workshop called Turning Your Sensitivities into Strengths.
Oh, that just sounds lovely. Everybody that's listening to this show, jump. Go do that. That's where we all should be. January 6th, everybody circle. Grab your calendars now. Stop whatever you're doing. Get your outlet, get your phone, get your calendar.
Yes. And go to TiffanyCano.com.
That's just amazing. And then I'm going to back you up just for a second, just because I know that our callers are now going absolutely insane saying, what curriculum? We have to go through some curriculum to do this. So can you explain how PACS works or what is offered through PACS? Because, it's my very favorite thing in the whole wide world. But, you know, for people that want to, you know, move forward and take these steps towards better partnership and relationship and love, I'd love for them to be able to know how to do this.
Yes. Well, the best way to be to explain how you go through the PACS curriculum is go to thequeenscode.com, where everything, or you can just type in Allison Armstrong. Either way will get you to the PACS website. And it's very thorough. It gives you all kinds of understanding about what each course gives you and provides, you know. And it gives you the kind of the roadmap and several different options depending upon what it is that you're most passionate about so that you get the curriculum that matters most to what you're up to. So again, you just go to thequeenscode.com or type in Allison Armstrong, both of which will get you to the curriculum.
That's amazing. And I know that all of the courses, I mean, they have courses on dating and relationships and how to learn the way that men speak compared to the way women speak. And most people think that they know until you take the class. And then you're jotting to the floor, and after you pick it up, and it's so sore, you're like, oh my gosh, seriously? Seriously, I've been doing that wrong all those years? That's why I got that result?
Yes, it's amazing and illuminating. The differences and what's kind of gone haywire and caused you to kind of kick back in your chair and go, what just happened? If you want some of those answers, you know, Allison's curriculum can give you so many, can ease so many pains and misunderstandings in your life and give you so much peace. The way you interact with people around you after the courses, it's immeasurable. It truly is. It's a life-changing curriculum.
Wow. And then how did you find this work? I mean, so you always loved horses. You were this little girl that you can picture in the fairy tale in the magazine, and there was you, Michelle, and the horse. And then how did that Michelle grow into a relationship expert that now actually uses this as therapy to help others in relationship? Because that just sounds like an awesome treasure of a journey.
Well, you know, it's been quite an amazing discovery. I fell in love with horses, pulled on my dad's pant leg from 2 to 8 until he gave in. And I started my horsemanship journey at 8 years old. And my parents were phenomenal at knowing. They didn't know what it would take to make my dreams come true. So they always found a wonderful horse mentor for me to be around. And so they always encouraged my education. I spent all of my horsemanship journey with really great teachers, beginning with my horsemanship teacher, 4-H teacher, Jim Dilley, and all the way up to Clay Wright, who gave me my first true exposure to Ray Hunt's horsemanship philosophies and beliefs, which is kind of one of the two great grandfathers of the natural horsemanship movement that many of us are exposed to, that are passionate about horsemanship and the relationship end of it. I went on through that to Bob Roneman and Clinton Anderson, both phenomenal men. And while I was studying, lo and behold, Allison Armstrong bought a house not too far up the street from me. And she was enchanted by our horses and showed up and was feeding our horses grass through the fence. And my husband Joe ran into her and started teasing her, because Joe's belief is the only thing that separates you and your next friend is hello. That's just his philosophy in life. And he hit off with Allison, who later came down my driveway and was really interested in horses and started taking horsemanship lessons from me. And she was in the middle of the arena one day and looked at me and she said, "This is the best leadership training I've ever been around." And she went home several weeks later and sitting in the terminal, kind of delayed in Salt Lake, and came up with a program that we call Core Partnership. And she asked me if I would co-lead it with her. And that's where my kind of official horse education, specifically just with people in relationship between horse and human, so that people could unravel kind of their part, started in 06. I had been teaching horsemanship lessons for nearly 7 to 10 years before that, but had not specifically correlated it just to people working out their part of relationship and unraveling their sense of self and expression in their own relationships in reflection to the horses. So that's kind of how we got there. It's been quite a wild ride. certainly not where I had thought I'd ever get to, but I'm so blessed to have been asked by Allison to do such a phenomenal thing, and to be able to develop what that expression means to me and how much soul verses really do make a humongous impact in your ability to see yourself and contribute to your ability to making better partnerships happen.
It's so beautiful when you think about it. And I know that a couple of years ago, I had an opportunity on a ranch, and they had some sort of a leadership class with a horse. And they would tell you to go over and to pick the horse's leg up, and the horse's leg wouldn't, you know, lift or whatever for some people. And it was amazing how frustrated and how angry people would get that they couldn't even make the horse's leg move, instead of being, like you're saying, in partnership where you actually are having a conversation and a relationship, and it's one. And so do you think that in working with the horses for our own stubbornness or for our own fears or for times that we're afraid to move forward, or what are the great lessons that are taught through the process of doing this core partnership?
Well, the amazing things that are taught is, one, understanding and getting in touch with your own wants, needs, and desires is kind of the first step in being in any kind of partnership. You getting clear about you really matters. And your ability to connect once you understand yourself is exponential, much greater, and it enhances your relationship so quickly. Another thing that horses are really great at letting you learn is how to, one, express a level of intention, desire, pressure. What I mean by that is how you speak and what's the emotion behind that speaking, what's that emotion in your body, your sense of expression, that creates a pressure that your partners feel. I'm sure you've felt it when you've had a conversation with someone and they're talking to you, and even though the tone seems very pleasant, you feel very, very as if you're being kind of pushed on physically. You feel somewhat maybe fight or flight response inside of you. That is that other person's pressure coming at you. And what we have become kind of disconnected from is our own pressure of expression. And horses, they live in a world of pressure and release. And they live for that release of pressure. That's how you train a horse. You apply a particular pressure. Pressure is expressed in different ways, rhythmically, vocally, or through a tool, your leg, a stick. Different ways. It depends upon your horsemanship background. So pressure is applied, and when you release the pressure, that's when the horse learns. Whatever it was doing just before you release the pressure, that's what it learns to do every time. What we've come to understand in this work with people is that's also how people work. People learn to do whatever it is that you release the pressure from. So if you release the pressure of your request or your desire when I made you laugh, well, what I'm going to start doing when I feel you kind of applying more pressure to me than I'm comfortable with, I'm going to start telling jokes and try to diffuse that pressure in some way, shape, or form, because that's how you taught me to get the pressure released from me. Another way that we get people to release the pressure is by saying yes. We say yes to things all the time just so that they stop applying pressure to us. And then we feel really bad because we might not be able to do anywhere near what they asked us to do. But we said yes just to get the pressure released because we could hardly think in the face of their request. What the work with the horses does is it allows you to learn how to hold your own territory, your own space. When someone is making a request, and maybe their pressure is a lot higher than you really need or that you can handle, you can hold your space in the face of that kind of pressure and think clearly and be able to express to that person what you're doing right now is really, it's too much pressure for me. And at this moment, I can't think. Can you give me a minute to think clearly? Because I want to give you an answer that really matters. So horses are really great for that. And there's a lot of the curriculum throughout the week that we do during core that helps you practice that over and over and over again. With a really large animal that gives you instant feedback. When you're present to yourself and you're clear about what you want, they instantly respond to you. All of this work is done face-to-face on the ground. You're not riding. None of this is atop the horse. It's all face-to-face work. It's amazing what a horse can teach you, just face-to-face and interaction on the ground.
Just incredible. Now, I know that they use horses, they in general, but many people use horses to work with people that have been abused, traumatized. I even remember seeing, the beautiful girl in Utah that was kidnapped. I can't believe her name escapes me. She wrote such a beautiful, beautiful book. And after all of years of being kidnapped and trauma and all of this, it was really working in this fashion and really working that she found somebody that did, you know, this work that changed her life and brought her back and brought her peace. And so what is it about working with a horse that can take you from such deep pain to such great joy?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. Well, I believe that horses are so kind, generous, and caring. It's such a deep level. They don't ever seem to really judge you. And to be in the presence of such a humongous being that has absolutely no judgment about who you're being or how you're feeling creates so much deep and truly impactful healing. It's nearly impossible to describe the level of love that you can feel in the presence of a horse. And when you interact with them, they interact with exactly who you are being at that moment. They don't take who you were 5 minutes ago, a week ago, hours ago, months ago. They never bring who you were before to your present moment. And it is so amazing to be in the presence of that reality, that who you are being right now is what matters. And I think that's what creates the healing. They take you for exactly who you are right then. And the minute you change how you kind of view that point of view or apply that pressure or what's in your imagination, the minute you change, a horse will give you instantaneous feedback. That works, or that doesn't. But there's no judgment attached to that works or that doesn't work. There's no yeah, but, or what if, or because you did. It's always, that's who you are. Thank you. I'd love to do that for you. Not really. That wasn't really clear, so I'm not going to do anything right now. They're just very genuine in that regard, and they create so much ability for you to heal within yourself because of that commitment to who are you now. That's all that matters to them.
Boy, is that glorious. That really, what a gorgeous explanation. I love that they don't care what happened in the past or what happened yesterday or who you are. And and then, you know I have two little puppies. One is 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and one's 3.5 pounds. And most of the time, I know they're hysterical. They're the cutest little dogs you ever saw in your life. And I'm not just saying that. They really could win the cuteness contest. And most of the time, they are snuggled like a single dog. They look at the same direction. They move together. They cry when they're not with each other. They're one little ball of fur. And together, they weigh less than a baby 1 minute old. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and 3.5 pounds together. They are smaller than a newborn at 1 minute old. So, and it's totally changed my relationship with weight because people gain and lose 2 and 3 pounds. To me, 2 pounds is a whole being that dances, that has a personality. So I have a whole different weight consciousness having these little dogs. But occasionally I see them argue. And which amazes me that they can have these little fights or whatever. And so when you watch horse behavior, is there a pecking order that they create for themselves the same way people do? And are we to learn from that as well?
They have a sense of that, yes, but it's not as... So like in a pack of dogs, it's very clear who the alpha is. In a herd of horses, it's based on what's happening now, kind of who's stronger or who knows more. We have a herd of nearly 20 that live together. And you have a mare, usually one of the mares, mainly because we have primarily more mares than we do geldings in this particular herd. There is one that is slightly higher than the rest. She gets to eat a little more, the sweetest bale, and gets to drink first if she's standing at the water trough. But so there is that. I mean, Maserati is a beautiful 5-year-old mare who has diligently kind of, in a sense, shown the rest of the herd her leadership skills. And in a herd of horses, what's most important is who is the calmest and who can take us away from danger quickly without expending too much of our energy. Because energy and the ability to not be spiked in kind of a flight mode for a long period of time is the safest leader as far as the horse is concerned. Because what they need to do is spend a lot of time grazing and relaxing because they're a large animal and their digestive system is set up for them to feed continuously. That's what creates the most health in our body. So, but when a horse is nervous, they don't eat. When they're in the flight or fight mode, they don't eat much like humans. It's quite interesting. So what they pick to follow is the herd member that helps them stay the calmest and feel the most at peace. Horses are very, very much so a magnet to a sense of peace. They love to be in the presence of someone who gives them a sense of peace, a sense of strength, and a sense of simplicity. So that's kind of how they determine who kind of takes them places, like Maserati will go further down the pasture and lay under the shade on a hot summer day, and most of the rest of the horses will follow her there and laze around and swat flies with her, and when she comes up to water, they follow her there. So that's kind of the sense of how their pecking order works. Now, obviously, because they're big and they're very powerful, when they do have a disagreement, it's very, very clear that it's a disagreement. Horses pin their ears 2 seconds later, they bite the other horse, and most of the time you can hear their teeth clack. It's very big. And if the other horse doesn't move, they will turn around and smack that other horse really hard with both hind feet. Now, the really interesting thing is it's very quick, it's very powerful, and then it's over with. Once that other horse kind of yields to the horse that asked for more space and more respect, he goes back to eating. It's completely over with, and they're back to taking care of each other within split seconds. So, yeah, they're big, powerful animals, and they have very quick, fast conversation between each other. Now, when we get involved as humans, we teach them very quickly here at the farm that we're smaller, a little more fragile. We don't quite have this kind of conversations towards human beings. It's great that you do it between each other. What's beautiful to learn from a horse herd as you watch them interact is how quickly they go from what you might see as disagreement or resistance to complete harmonious interaction. One horse might move another, and then 5 minutes later, they're sitting there grooming each other. It's just that fast.
It's so beautiful just to think of that. Just to think of that kind of love, that kind of joy, that kind of harmony, that kind of light. If we can all just live that way, it's just so beautiful. We have people typing in and asking me some questions about the January 6th call. So can you go over that once more? Because I guess, yes, we have some curious listeners right now.
Well, that's wonderful. What you need to do is go to www.tiffanycano.com, and under the tab, and it's January 6th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's about an hour, and it's where Tiffany and I will discuss kind of what our workshop in February kind of entails, and we'll give you a really quick kind of overview of that weekend during that intro call, and a few things that can kickstart your ability to kind of understand how important and how wonderful your sensitivities actually are, and how we can help you turn those into strengths rather than what they might be right now, which is limitations.
And in the, can you just give us a brief taste of what the weekend will be about? Because I know people are like, okay, this sounds really wonderful.
Well, the weekends that we're doing in February, what we do is we take 2 whole days and truly elaborate and put a really large spotlight on what is your part in your life and how you define your own personal safety, your sensitivities, and how you can cause you to be stronger and more present in your life. We spend part of the time with Tiffany, who is an amazing healer. She teaches you just wonderful ways of cleaning and cleansing and purifying your own personal space and energy. You walk away with a lot of healing tools for yourself and meditations and abilities to keep your body, your mind, and your spirit clean. While I teach you a lot of different conscious understandings of your own reactions and body languages and how those impact the way you're either being listened to or how you're expressing yourself before you even start to say a word. Body language in your own personal space is something, because I've worked with horses primarily mostly all of my life, body language is such an innate part of communication. And for the weekend, we talk about what your body language expresses to the world and the world around you, and how you can get more yeses in life. Because being present in your own body and how you express your own body language has a lot to do with how many yeses you get versus how many no's. So that's what we go through throughout the weekend, those 2 full days of teaching you about your own personal space and expression and body language, and also how to keep yourself clean and clear so that you know that what you are expressing is your desire rather than in response to the world around you.
Just fascinating. People are so excited. I see people jumping up and down here on my screen. That's so wonderful. So,
yay! I have
joyous screen jumpers here, which is always great. And as this show, Michelle, is about the happily ever after, you know, and that was my greatest desire and design when I created this show, was how do we give people the very best tools and secrets and everything, the keys, the knowledge, the wisdom to be able to really lead that kind of happily ever after life. And in working with the core partnership, is there advice that you would give to a new bride or somebody about to get married and about to step into a relationship and change their life?
Yes. what I would
Run.
Love for you to know. what I'd love you to know is truly, truly remember to take time every day to take care of yourself, have your own personal space and time. And when you say yes to something, say yes to the things that make you truly happy, elated, and excited. And start practicing saying no to the things that don't work, so that you know that who you are taking care of is you and your partner. When you say yes to what really matters, then there's more of you present in that moment. And you being present in that moment is what matters to the people around you and definitely matters to your partners, especially your romantic partners. You being present to every moment because you said yes to what matters will make a humongous difference in how your relationships work out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's some fine advice.
That's some awesome advice to what matters.
That's amazing advice. That's so beautiful. It really is. Just the entire journey of love and the fact that you're teaching this in such a profound way. And I love the title, Core Partnership. Do you know how the title came about?
Well, Allison and I kind of sat around, and Allison was just talking about how, you know, what happens is when you get it in your core, which is what happens when you learn something kinesthetically, which is how we teach this both in Tiffany and my class and in Allison's class, is when you learn something kinesthetically, it becomes so innately part of you that you never lose touch of that curriculum or that way of expressing yourself. So we call it core partnership because once it's in your core, you got a handle on partnership. From that day forward, after spending 4 days with us, there's no way you're not going to be able to see the world through better partnership or better ways of partnering, because we've got it in your core, in you kinesthetically. Nearly impossible to unlearn something that you learn kinesthetically, at least so far as I can see in all the years that we have taught core partnership.
Mm. This is the best work ever. I'm like, okay, I'm signing up. First, because I love, you know, horses so much. Like I was saying, it's the happiest part of my life, and the part, you know, whenever I'm down, I don't call my friends. I don't call my parents. Everybody in my life is so loving and supporting. I have the best parents on the planet. But when I'm really down or I'm really depressed, I go riding. Like that, for me, is how I flip the switch. That's how I reconnect with the core of who I am, and the happiness and the joy and the peace and the oneness with the earth and the planet and nature and the sky, and just allowing my body to move in a rhythm. And, you know, there's so much about that work, and so much that just feels right and feels reconnecting and feels aligned. And
yeah.
So just the fact that you're doing this is so, it's so brilliant. And then how many people are in a course at a time? Is it like 2,500 or is it like 3? Or how many people do you have?
Well, for core partnership, the spaces are very limited. There's only 12. And I believe our 2015 courses are nearly sold out. You know, if you wanted to work with me one-on-one, we would just have to align on a time and a place, and that could be with you by yourself or with you and your family or with you and several friends if you gathered a group of friends together. When we're doing a private session, I like to keep it between one person and six. Aside from that, I think that's kind of the biggest limitation is when you're coming for private. About six people is a wonderful number of people, and if you would plan on 3 days, that allows us to get a lot of work done.
That's great. Okay, and then I have a question. People are typing like, wow. So if people, I should let them speak. They're like, why don't you let me speak? No. You know, sometimes I unleash the lines and we have all of our callers talk and it's so wonderful. And sometimes I have so many people on the line, you know, that I have hours worth of people if we just let everybody go. And so to be kind to you, Michelle, our guest, I'm taking your questions as quickly as I can and asking them. And then Michelle will, at the close of the show, give you her information as well so you can contact her directly with all your brilliant questions. And, of course, you can always call me here at the station. But I love that so many people are so interested in this work. And then when people step into the class, so I've taken, you know, stepping into my 3-day workshop, and at the end of the class, what's changed? What's opened? How do I now relate differently because of this experience?
Well, in the context of private work, on the first day we take time to speak with you personally about what some of your challenges are and what you find repetitively happening in your life and the patterns that keep repeating themselves. And what we do is we sit down and we create curriculum around those challenges in your life. And after 3 days, you have an innate and clear understanding of what you feel like and what you sense when that pattern begins, so that for the rest of your life, you can go, wait a second, that's a pattern. I want to change that. So you have choice. You have choice around that because you are very clear that this is how you feel, or this is the emotion that begins when this pattern begins, and you get to choose from that point forward how you want to do that pattern differently, or you might completely alleviate that pattern from your life altogether because you're clear, you no longer want to do that again, and you know what your part is in that pattern, so you stop doing it. You stop creating that consistent pattern in your life. So that's what happens when we work one-on-one. We really make it personal to you and how you are interacting with your world.
That's so great. And Michelle, tell us once more, because people are going nuts, how they can work with you personally.
What you would want to do is you would want to go to freedomequineLLC.com and go to the contact page and email me through our website. I know that there's not a page on the website about this personal work, but please just go ahead and contact us through the website and we will start a conversation about how we can serve you and make a difference in your life.
That's so wonderful. It really is. And then we have a question, and I know we don't have a lot of time yet, but I'm hoping that we can cover this for this person. And I'm sure it's a question on a lot of people's minds. And the people that are afraid of horses. And is there a reason why people are afraid, or is there a way to overcome that fear?
There's definitely a way to overcome that fear. Mainly what we found that creates the fear is just the lack of knowledge around a very large and powerful animal. And we have a wonderful way of expressing to you why you're safe and how you can be safe around the horses. So we create a lot of understanding. And also, the horses that you work with here at our ranch at Freedom Equine, we have almost every horse that you'll interact with, we have personally raised from birth. So these horses have been handled by us from birth. They know that humans are smaller and we are more fragile, and they interact with us from that respect point. So your fear is greatly reduced simply because of the way these horses are handled from the very beginning of their life. These aren't horses that we went out and got from somewhere else and we're working things out with them. We truly raise them in the understanding of respect and understanding between horse and human. They have a humongous respect for you as people, and they will not injure you in any way, nor will they overly trigger you when you're afraid, because they understand how to be kind and generous with you. I've had a lot of people come through CORE and also the work one-on-one that were really afraid of horses. And they always leave going, they were really happy that they came here. And they have a different sense of their life. Their life is no longer so big. I mean, you stand in front of a very large animal and ask them to back away from you and respect your space. There's very few humans that will ever equal that strength or that size. And so your life gets so much easier to handle once you've worked with the horses. The world's no longer so big or so intimidating. Which sometimes maybe that's why horses intimidate you or might cause you some anxiety. We've had a really great success of reducing that and allowing you to make humongous changes in your life while working with the horses. So we don't ever say never, but we have a pretty good track record.
That's fabulous. Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that and for this beautiful, incredible opportunity and journey. Of all the things that we've talked about here on this show, this is special. And you are special. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a unique, beautiful, glorious, uplifting, enchanting way to learn partnership, mm-hmm. relationship, and love.
When you
think about the fairy tale, you think about like the white horses and the carriage and the prince. Mm. This is part of the fairy tale story, part of what one when their child thinks about happily ever after and journeying into love. And the fact that you facilitate this with so much heart, I can listen and tell your commitment to this. And your expertise and your experiences, you just are so versed When you talk about the beauty and the glory, it's just luscious to listen to. And it's been such a joy to have you on the show. And January 6th, everybody, yes. And if you are listening to this show after January 6th, you still absolutely have the opportunity to find Michelle and to find Tiffany Cano and their incredible work, because through the year I know that they have fascinating programs. And every time that we bring Tiffany on this show, people just love her. She is just like the angel on top of the Christmas tree. She just makes it all work. They're like, yes, that's it. That's the thing we were missing. It's the Tiffany thing. And now we have you. And so that's, you're going to be our twinkling lights. We're going to have everything this holiday season for a new year. And to be able to launch into light and love and joy in a whole brand new way. And so thank you for joining us today. We look forward to talking to you again. I wish you the most incredible, incredibly wonderful and prosperous and healthy and joyous new year. And we look forward to following the journey of the magic that you create.
Thank you, Nicole. It was a wonderful experience, and thank you so much for inviting me to speak to all of your wonderful people. I truly appreciate your invitation.
Well, you were amazing, and you are amazing. Thank you so much for being on this show. Wow, beautiful, beautiful, incredible guest. So, Michelle Skirrell, and just the work with the horses, just this therapy, to be able to be in core partnership and to learn light and love and joy and this dance of love in a whole new way. And these incredible workshops and her personal one-on-one work, just astounding. So that's really another key secret and tool to creating that happily ever after that you always know you are meant to live. So for Michelle and for myself, Nicole Brandon, we are wishing you and your family a very happy, wondrous, joyous, healthy, prosperous, and love-filled new year. And may all your happily ever after dreams come true.